than Andrew Breitbart has. I can shape the world in a direction that will advance my political goals.
And his political goal then was?
His political goal has always been the same. It's to push for a kind of hard right populist nationalism that is very much distinct from ordinary Orthodox movement conservatism. Bannon's critique of that kind of conservatism essentially is that it's globalist, his great pejorative phrase, that it serves the interest of a kind of global financial class that is more interested in making money and sort of erasing national borders, tearing down cultural identities, than it is in serving the kind of ordinary working class, blue collar people that Bannon thinks is the backbone of the country and ought to be at the center of our politics. And Bannon's prescription for how to do that is essentially is to tear down the global free trade system, to close America's borders, to deport people who are here illegally, and to curb legal immigration as a way of privileging American citizens in reasserting a kind of a cultural identity.
Now, is this different from what Pat Buchanan argued way back when in the 80s?
Yeah, I talked to Bannon about this 6 months, a year ago. I said, isn't he really your intellectual forebear? He said, well, yes and no. Yes, in the sense that he had kind of cottoned to the power of this kind of populism. Yeah. And that Buchanan, like Steve Bannon, is a deeply traditional Catholic. But he said the big difference is that Buchanan isn't enough of a Zionist. That's where he goes wrong. I am a big Zionist, and therefore we really don't see eye to eye on those kinds of things.